You take your copy of God's Word and turn to the book of Judges, chapter 12. Now, last week, if you remember, we saw Jephthah and how the Lord used him and then his vow, his rash vow that he took. And now we see what happens after Jephthah died. In Judges chapter 12, verses 8 through 15. This is God's word. Now Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel after him, that is Jephthah. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters whom he gave in marriage outside the family. And he brought in 30 daughters from outside for his sons, and he judged Israel 7 years. And Ibzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. Now Elon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel after him, and he judged Israel 10 years. Then Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. Now Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Perathonite, judged Israel after him. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys. And he judged Israel 8 years. And Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Perathonite, died and was buried at Perathon in the land of Ephraim in the hill country of the Amalekites. Now, that is the word of our Lord. This account is very similar. If you remember, 2 weeks ago we saw in chapter 10, verses 8 through the end of that, through 16, I believe, 8 through 16. Very similar account. We saw two judges there, very little of a story, just a couple of descriptions about them. And here, it's very similar. We have three judges, not very much of a story either. It's interesting how the Lord chooses what is important for us to know and then what is not important for us to know or unimportant. He doesn't give us much of the details of the enemies and how these men were delivered or delivered Israel. What is important here is the theology. Is appointing us over and over and over again. Here it seems almost stressed the how these deliverers are just not good enough for Israel. They're not good enough. They're not perfect. They're not like our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the great deliverer, the one who saved Israel, the one who saved His people. Much of the detail here we see these men, that they, at least two of them, were well off, Ibzan and Abdon. They had many sons, probably, again, as we think about chapter 10, they probably had many wives in their sin. But here they have many sons, and Ibzan even described it as organizing marriages in a particular way for his sons and daughters. Perhaps, though, we are here to remember the absence of rest from the enemies. We've seen this before. Israel had no rest. Prior to Gideon, remember Gideon, there was four accounts of which Israel had enemies come up against them and judges were delivering them, and then they had rest from their enemies. But not since Gideon. Since Gideon, there has been no rest. No rest from enemies. And here it's somewhat stressed, because it's so, these three judges are so close together. Well, we have Jephthah. He died, and immediately Ibzan judged, and he judged 7 years, and he died, and Elon judged 10 years, and he died, Abdon judged 8 years, and he died. There's no rest. It's like it keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming, these enemies against Israel. And constantly they need deliverance. Again, this should point us to the perfect Savior who gives us true rest. There's only one deliverer needed, and that is Jesus. Israel needed Jesus. Also, we see the quick repetition of these men's deaths, starting with Jephthah. He died, and then again, Ibzan judged 7 years. He died. Elon judged 10 years. He died. Abdon judged 8 years. He died. So we've also seen Joshua die in this book. Othniel die. Ehud, Gideon, Tola, Jair, Jephthah, all died. We think of ourselves, unless the Lord returns first, too, we too are going to die. All those before us died. And yet God raised up a leader in Israel, a deliverer, a savior who continues forever. Death could not hold him, could it? Rather, for God's people, as it says in 2 Timothy 1, he, Jesus, has broken the power of death. Because we are united to him, we have this great truth of Scripture summarized in our catechism. It's my favorite. Now, the question, what benefits do believers receive from Christ at death? It's my favorite one. The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness and do immediately pass into glory. And their bodies, well, what's going to happen to our bodies? Our bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in the grave till the resurrection, in which then he comes and he'll resurrect our dead bodies and give us new glorified bodies. And so that is our hope in Christ, as he is the only deliverer, the only savior of Israel, the only deliverer and savior of the church, of all the world. On the last day, he will raise our bodies up from the grave, because he's broken the power of death. And having him still united to him, because he rose from the dead, we too will rise from the dead. We have his once for all death saving us. A perfect deliverer, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for our perfect Savior, our perfect deliverer. He was sinless, not like these men and judges. He gave, through his sacrifice, perfect eternal rest to his people. These judges could not do that. Father, he rose from the dead to also, because we are united to him, to raise our bodies up as well. And yet, all these men died. They didn't rise from the dead until in Christ he rises them from the dead in the end. Father, we thank you for Jesus, our perfect Savior, our perfect God, who is perfectly righteous. As we've learned in Hebrews, he is greater than the angels. He's greater than Moses. Greater than all those Levitical priests who, when they offered sacrifices, they just continually did it because they could not make a perfect sacrifice. And Jesus also, as a priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, our high priest, sacrificed himself once for all, clearing our guilt and our conscience, washing us clean by his blood. We thank you for him. What a great God we have in Jesus and Father and the Holy Spirit that you've given to us in our hearts. We pray that you would use that Spirit, Father, to work in us in a mighty way, that we would be those people who go forth from here and tell about the great deeds of the Lord. We tell of our Savior, who is better than all the other judges, the deliverers, the heroes that we often like to think about outside of him. Father, we pray that you would bless us this evening because of his word and because of his mediation as we come before your throne and worship you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.